Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hey everyone, it's Jen. Welcome to Fat Mascara. So we have a great guest co-host lined up for you. Before she gets in the studio, we could play this game. Does her voice sound familiar? That's because Julie Wilson has been on our show before as a guest co-host, and we're having her back this week as well. So before I let her into the virtual studio, just want to let you know who she is. She's the beauty editor at large at Cosmopolitan Magazine. She was also their beauty director there. She's also worked for Essence, Huffington Post, Real Simple, and this is very cool. She's a member of the Board of Trustees for the Museum of the City of New York. Let's all welcome Julie into the studio. Miss Julie Wilson, welcome to the virtual stude. Hi, welcome to Fat Mascara.
Hey, girl.
It's a reunion.
Look, it has been a while since I have been on here, and I am so excited. I just love you in general, and I love Jess in general, but to be on this platform with you just brings me so much joy.
So I was looking back. You were a guest co-host in 2018. Do you, for some reason we named that episode, Don't Stick Razors Up Your Nose. What did you and I talk about?
I have no idea.
I refuse
That's
to listen.
That's wild.
I wanted to keep it fresh, but longtime listeners may have heard that episode from 2018. It's probably something I did. You know me. I'm always trying some new beauty thing.
I feel like it's probably something you did. I feel like I would have remembered if I had stuck a razor up my nose. And
I do not remember
such things.
I mean, I definitely have done that. So yeah, and there's no way classy Julie Wilson would have done that. But you would have been here for the story I told you about it, I'm sure.
But there's a level of unhingedness that I possess that I think you would be surprised by.
I think that's probably why we're friends too, because we can both go there.
For sure.
Okay, so we will not title episode 521 that, don't worry. But you have had so much life updates since then. Back then, I believe you were still at Essence, right?
I was at Essence. I had only one child. Now I am at Cosmo.
Yes.
I have two children.
What else?
I don't know. Like,
we went through a worldwide pandemic.
We went through a pandemic. I'm cooler. I mean, I'm doper.
Who, of course.
I mean, life just like, it just got better. We just went up.
I know your beauty philosophy. Like, I know how the questions you ask when we're at events together, and I know the products you like. But what have you settled in on is like how you take care of your appearance? How are you going into aging, your beauty philosophy in general? What's the Julie way?
My beauty philosophy in general is just be, right? Like, I am the type of chick who wants to be able to, like, go out with no makeup and just still feel like myself, still feel beautiful. I know that that is a goal for a lot of people. Like, oh, I want my skin so good that I don't need foundation or something. Mm-hmm. I still probably need foundation and some concealer and stuff. But I think it's also about just feeling very comfortable in my skin and just feeling good about how I just show up without all the things. But a bitch likes all the things. Don't get me wrong. I do like product. I am a beauty editor. So I do like experimenting and playing with the things. But I think my philosophy always comes from like, I'm good. Can you make me better? Like, can you enhance me? Like, yeah. I think that that's also very much so funny we're talking about this because my new column in Cosmo called Yours, Mine, Ours is an intersection between Black culture and beauty. And this next month that I'm writing is all about kind of the fact that in the way Black folk approach beauty, we kind of feel like we're good. We're fly. If you can make us flyer, great. Because historically, we haven't been really considered in the beauty industry up until recently. So it was always this sense of self-reference, like we're already good. If you have product that's going to make us look and feel better, great. It's about enhancing, not transforming.
It's a great philosophy to take into the world. You mentioned that this is a new column for you at Cosmo. I know you've written for them for years. You've been there a while now. I'm curious, what is your best story that you've written for them, or something that like you were like, wow, that really hit a nerve and people loved that?
I would definitely say my series, my column, Yours, Mine, Ours, is pretty provocative because it is very distinctly this like intersection to me between Black culture and beauty. And the things I'm talking about, I feel like are delightful discovery. One month I did the fact that lotion is a verb in the Black community. Like, did you lotion? Don't forget to lotion your beautiful Black skin. Like, it was always a verb for us growing up, not just this noun of a thing, right? And it was about not only good hygiene and making sure you are taking care of your biggest organ, your skin, and making sure it's not dry and cracked and all those things, but it was also this sense of pride that I'm also representing not only myself and my family, but the Black community. I think one of the other stories, I'll just point this out, was this 6-page feature I did about going back to the way Black women intersect with beauty and how we have this reverence for age too, that like Black women, I remember when Allure said that they weren't going to use anti-aging anymore. That was a phrase they weren't going to use, right? And I remember one of the editors calling me, I was at Essence at the time, and they were like, join the bandwagon, not using anti-aging. I don't know when the last time I fixed my fingers to write that. That's not something that the Black community is overly like concerned about, because when you ask Black women about their beauty muses and people that inspire them, it's usually people that are way older. They'll say Diana Ross, Grace Jones, even Tracee Ellis Ross, her whole ass child, you know, Diana's child, Gabrielle Union, these older, more mature women, because we just have this reverence for beauty, whereas our white counterparts aren't like Helen Mirren and like Meryl Streep. It's always about youth. And so that was a really fun piece to write because, again, it kind of pulled back the curtain of how the Black community has this really beautiful way of approaching beauty.
And aging. I love that. Can we get back to lotion for a second, though? Mm-hmm. Let's lotion together. So you're a beauty editor like me, which means we get sent lots of free products. But I know every beauty editor has a secret little hoard. Like if something comes through, they're always what, if it's lotions, Julie gets them. If it's such and such, X person gets them. What is the Julie hoard? Like what's the product? Like I can't let this go across my desk without me trying the new Gardenia perfume.
Okay, so definitely perfumes. Like I'm definitely a perfume girl. I love a scent.
Is there a particular type that you're like, you're the gourmand or you're...
I feel like it's everything. I really do love Chanel perfumes. I love Dior.
Like you go by a fragrance house, not just by the
Oh,
style
yeah.
Type.
I mean, I have specific ones too. I'm like looking at my like collection above. But yeah, Floor. I love Floor. Tangerine Boy came out of nowhere. I don't love the name, but I do love the
I
juice.
I know Fleur's Apricot Privé, I think it is. But what's Tangerine Boy about?
Oh, okay. I have it right here. Tangerine Boy. So good. I mean, it smells like a tangerine, but not a tangerine boy.
It just great smells, description, Julie.
It's just, I know it's hard to, it's like powdery. It's like fresh. It definitely has a floral aspect to it. It's not too strong. I've been loving like YSL Libre since this moment it hit.
So this is like, you have wide ranging tastes in fragrance. Oh, yeah. Two that you just described. I love that.
For sure. I just love fragrance in general. I mean, do you love like Memo Paris? I mean, Byredo?
I mean, you're right. You're right. There's certain fragrance houses that even if it's not my thing, I know they do a generally great job.
Like Byredo can almost do no wrong.
But I'm never going to wear a white floral. Like what's the big Byredo one that's a floral? The Bal d'Afrique? I don't know.
Oh, Bal d'Afrique. Bal d'Afrique is like my jam.
Oh, you like it. Okay.
And Blanche. I mean, Byredo can honestly kind of like do no wrong for me. It's so good. And Ben, the founder, is just like the coolest dude I might have ever met in my life.
You know, there's like an ongoing, if you go back to old episodes of Fat Mascara, I had such a crush on him. And it was like an ongoing joke that he was so dreamy. And then when he finally came on the show, I think it's like the one interview I did where you can clearly hear that I'm nervous.
Like giggling like a schoolgirl. I like actually met him and gave him a hug. That is a tree I would climb if I wasn't already up a tree.
Well, you will, yes, a married woman you are, mother of two.
Married. I think he's married too with children. Let's just like all be respectful, but I can still very much appreciate the beauty of him physically. But he's also just like a really good soul, as you know, after talking to him, and like has put something out in the world that brings people a lot of joy. Like his fragrances bring me joy. I put them on and I'm like, I smell good. I feel good. Let's go out here and slay.
That's the power that we were talking about of the enhancement. Like, we're good, but then a little spritz of Byredo and you feel even
okay,
better.
Okay, so fragrance for sure. Body oils, they're coming home.
Okay. Do you lotion as a verb with an oil?
Yep. Like, I will lotion and then layer on top of an oil.
You'll,
to like
oh, you'll
lock
do
it
both.
In, kind of like what you do for your skincare.
Yeah,
face.
You get an occlusive on there. You get, you're slugging your whole body in a way, to borrow from other terms.
There's something about an oil that just makes me, it feels luxe. It feels like I'm taking care of myself. It feels organic and real.
It's more of a ritual. And I feel like it has those cultural ties, right? I feel like when you go and experience a certain culture's body treatment, oils are the things involved. You know, you've got the argan, the coconut. Do you have a favorite body oil right now?
I mean, Tata Harper, always. I mean, her oil is amazing. Osea? Is that Osea?
Oh, the ocean, the marine based, yeah.
Yes. So good.
Oh, the algae Undari one. That's yes. good. Yes.
We the People. Have you tried the one from We the People?
No. Do they have a nice body oil?
So good. Amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just hoard oils. I'm, like, looking around, like, on my desk, there's like oils. So
I think we're getting a picture of who Julie is in the beauty world.
Bombs. If there's a cleansing bomb,
yeah,
it's coming home with me. I mean, Elemis Pro Collagen, holy grail.
That's so funny. I just got sent that and I have it waiting because I'm still finishing up something else. But now you're making me want to just crack that open right now and try it. It's good stuff. She's making a face. Remember, we're audio.
Sorry, we're audio. I'm like leaning in, like Jen. Run, don't walk. Okay. Like, I need you to go home tonight. I need you to text me after you try it and tell me that it's just not the most beautiful thing in the world.
Okay.
The smell, do you have the original one? There's different ones.
It's the original, yes. And I got a little muslin cloth with it, like a little soft yep. washcloth. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So put it on. I like to put it on and then walk around for like 10, 15 minutes, do something, and then take the muslin cloth, put it under warm water, and then take it off. And then you can like wash your face. I double cleanse with it, but it is so good. The aromatherapy of it, it feels just so good in your skin. And you can feel as you're taking it off, like just the day wiping off. It's really nice.
Oh, okay. I'm doing that tonight and I will text you how it goes.
Yay.
I think we should get into the news okay. of the week because I know yes. you're going to have some thoughts. How do you feel about that? You ready for it?
Let's go.
Okay. Let's start off with Beyoncé's hairline is finally here. Not finally. She only told us about it a little while ago. Sacred has landed. And I know you had firsthand experience with this line. So rather than me telling people all about it, I was like, You got it from the source, didn't you?
I did. Miss Tina, Beyonce's mama, the woman with one of the most spectacular wombs on the face of the planet, because she, like, birthed two icons. She touched my hair.
This was at the launch for the line for
media. For media. There was a few very secretive meetings of groups of editors. I think there was like two or three groupings. I was in a group with like three other editors. And we went to the Neil Farina salon in Brooklyn, which Neil is her longtime hairstylist. We go in, sign the NDAs, lock up the phones, all of the things, and we get introduced to Sacred, her new hair care line. Miss Tina's there.
Wait, did you know Tina Knowles was going to be there?
No, they didn't
because
say.
We know she's sort of an inspiration because she, didn't she used to own a hair salon?
She owned a hair salon called Headline in Houston. And as the story goes, like Beyonce grew up there, like sweeping hair off the floor and also probably regaling the clients with her beautiful voice. And so she's always kind of been in this arena, this hair arena, and like understanding hair. We also know Miss Tina designed a lot of Destiny's Child's clothing and a lot of her costumes. Even to this day, some of the Renaissance Tour looks were designed by her mom.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, like a lot of the background dancers' looks and stuff. So like she's still out here. Mama Tina is just still out here just slaying and being creative. And this has been a big labor of love project for her to like bring this to life because they've been working on it for years secretly.
And of course she was involved. So what did you think of the line? What's the premise? What makes this different other than Beyonce, obviously?
What I was most surprised about was that it's all hair care products. I thought there was going to be styling products. So this like email that they sent, they were like, okay, you're going to come to this location at this time. And what kind of hairstyle do you want? They were like, do you want a silk press? Do you want a twist out? Do you want, and my hair was straight at the time, which it is now too. And so I was like, let's do a twist out, do my natural hair, thinking there would be styling products, but there weren't. We got there and it was all about hair care and strength.
Which is shampoo, conditioners, leave-ins.
Yes. So it was two shampoos, there's two kind of masks, a ritual, which we have to get into, which is really interesting, a leave-in and a hair oil.
What's this ritual?
So the ritual, I think, is probably the most exciting piece of the line because leave it to Beyonce to come up with a way to harness the rice water craze and create a powder. So she created a rice water powder that is activated by water in this vessel. So she's selling this beautiful water bottle called The Vessel. And you pour the powder in there, activate it with water, and it gives you a rice water treatment. And then there's another packet. It's two steps. And there's another packet with this kind of like rose infused rinse, which you rinse the rice water treatment out after you leave it in for 5 minutes. So you're supposed to leave kind of like both in for 5 minutes, leave the rice water powder mixture in for 5 minutes, rinse it out with the rose water thing, let that kind of marinate.
Did you marinate? Did you try it?
We did. We did everything. Literally, they took us through every single thing. There's a scalp scrub. There's the shampoo. There's a restorative mask. Then there's the ritual. I mean, it was a whole thing that we did, which was really cool.
You're particular about your hair products. So are any of them going to make it into the Julie regimen?
I think so. I'm really excited about the restorative mask. I'm a big mask girl, treatment girl, because I do think that my hair can get pretty dry. So I'm excited about that. I do think like the rice water ritual is going to be something that you're only supposed to use it like once every 5 to 6 weeks. This is not like a all the time situation. I think that it'll be interesting to see how that works over time.
Well, this goes back to the whole care thing. These aren't just like one-off styling. This is a new way of caring for hair that is sacred.
Sacred. And the hair oil. It's really lightweight. It's beautiful. I have to say, I was astonished by, after we went through the whole line and I was getting my silk press, they had not put any oil in my hair and it was the shiniest it's ever been. Like they pressed my hair and I was like, did you put the oil in? And they were like, no. And I was like, wait, what? Like, why is it this shiny?
Can you usually get a press like that without an oil on top?
No. Usually I have to put a little bit like of an oil in it to get that level of shine. And it was giving a lot of shine. So she's also harnessing the whole keratin and bond craze, I would say, which we've seen with Olaplex and K18, of restoring the keratin and the kind of strength treatments that we're seeing. She's harnessing that technology in the product. She has this like new kind of nano keratin technology that like really penetrates the shaft of the hair more. This is all patent pending.
With the space you just gave me. Yeah. No, that sounds good.
Just keeping it real.
I ordered some things, so I will be trying some of it as well. But I was like, well, Julie already had the firsthand experience, so I had to know. Give us the dirt on Tina, though. Anything fun? Was she fun? Oh my funny? God. What was she like?
It's interesting to be around people like that because she's not Beyonce, right? But she still has
Star power.
She has star power. She's still walking around. Like, there's almost like this glow around her. And you're just like, wow, you really reared one of the biggest stars to ever touch the face of the planet. And no diss to Solange. Like, Solange is also a superstar, right?
Yeah.
And she was just so down to earth is what I think. I was like, so I'd met her before. I'd met her when I was at Essence. I interviewed her at Essence Festival.
Did she remember you?
Look, she's a benevolent queen. So like she wasn't going to act like she didn't. But like I'm pretty sure she did not know who I was, which is fine. Like she meets so many dope people, right? It's hard to keep up with even this dope person. But she was very lovely. What I love, and you'll love this, Jen, is that she was just so casual around us, right? It wasn't like she's in the corner and she's only coming out for the photo ops. She's walking around. Our heads are in the sink. She's like, reach your hands back and feel your hair. Feel how soft it is. And I'm like, oh my God, Miss Tina's talking to me. And then she's all up in my scalp, looking at my scalp to see the health of my scalp with Dr. Carrie Williams, who consulted on the project. And she's dropping all of these amazing musings from Beyonce. She's like, oh, Beyonce really loves this because of X, Y, and Z. I'm like, really? Can we call her?
Can we fact check with her right now?
Yeah. Or she's like, oh, when I was talking to Beyonce, like she was talking as if, I mean, we obviously all know who Beyonce is, but like that, this, it was so casual.
You know, our friend Bae. It's cool.
She was like, oh my God, Beyonce always says that about this product. Or it's like, she really loves the oil because of X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, it's so crazy that she's talking so casually about her alien superstar daughter.
She does have a star power that's Beyonce, that's unimpeachable. I think
yes.
This line, we'll see if that can translate, right, to some sales for her.
That's my thing. I said this in my review on cosmopolitan.com. Like, look, I think the Beehive is going to run it up. They're going to buy it, right? I do hope that Beyonce takes a page out of Rihanna's book and Tracee Ellis Ross's book. Rihanna will get on camera and show her bare face and be like, I'm about to beat my face with these like Fenty products. And then you'll know how great they work. I think it would be really amazing if we saw Beyonce get on screen, show her natural hair and show us using the products in her own hair.
Do you think, though, because she is one of these celebrities that has kept herself apart, like she didn't have to play the authenticity game that a lot of celebrities did to gain fame. So she feels quite royal to me as compared to some others. Do you think she needs to do you want her to do that? Just as like a person, do you like your stars to have star power or do you want stars? They're just like us. You know what I mean?
I think you can have both. I think, again,
you don't think that would diminish her.
That's why I use Rihanna and Tracee as examples, right? They're still superstars and like they are still well respected in their genre, music and acting and all of those things. But I do feel like this is the one part. They don't have to tell us about everything in their lives. Like Rihanna doesn't have to show us the babies all the time. Beyonce doesn't have to show us the babies, like all of that. But for this product that is like customer masses facing and like you're asking people to believe in these products that you're putting out into the world, I think it's always nice to like show I'm actually using it. I'm going to get in front of a camera and show you how I'm using it. And then I'm gone off into my back cave again. Who cares? But I think it would be nice to have that type of transparency and just like glimpse into her fabulous life and scalp.
I mean, I'm here for it. All right. We'll see if people beyond the Beehive, how your hair holds up. Okay. Moving along. Since you are a fragrance girl, I knew you would love this story. In Wall Street Journal, they talked about fragrancing the office. As you know, work from home is like, some people love it. They've had trouble getting people back in the office. We've heard about all the other perks that are being offered to employees. Well, I don't know if you'd call this a perk, but now companies are hiring the same companies that make hotel fragrances to pump scents into their workers' offices. We've heard about this in other countries, but it's kind of new here in the US. So there's this company, Bel Air, that is doing this. And in the article, they talk to partners at Marler Law Partners. It's a law firm in Missouri. And they tested scents, and they ended up, in fact, some of the workers that went there were guinea pigs. They were pumping them into the conference room, but not telling them and trying to see which would be more productive, because one of the researchers they talked to showed that already in retail stores, we see that when you smell certain things, you buy more products. There's been studies done with that. So they came up with and landed on a bergamot scent, which makes sense to me, right? Hmm. Citrus kind of feels uplifting, except that one of the people that worked there wrote, the scent diffusers in the lobby of his workplace were making him, quote, a snotty mess. And this, I think, is the interesting point. I remember when I was in an office as a beauty editor, if I sprayed a perfume, there was always, look, you're nodding, like there's always that person, right?
Multiple people.
And it's, they look at you like you are the cause of all of their problems. If
absolutely.
Even if I didn't spray a perfume, but like people sent us stuff and a package would smell. And to me, this is like, how is this going to work? Because we have so many people with so many different allergies and things like that.
Yeah, I don't think this is a go. I think you just have to allow people to live in an unscented world and then go to their homes and scent their homes the way they want to. Not everything's not universal. I feel like a lot of scents are polarizing.
Yeah. And it doesn't, even if it's like lavender, some people don't like lavender, even if that's relaxing. And then what if you really relax by lavender and now I'm not as productive at work because I'm over here chilling with the lavender?
Yeah. Aromatherapy is a thing. Like it is a thing, but it's not a thing for everyone.
Yeah. I'm also at a hotel. It makes sense to me because you then tie the scent to the hotel and it could remind you of vacation and you have a choice to go there. If you don't like the scent, you're not going to stay at the Ritz-Carlton because you don't like the scent, but like work, you don't have a choice. So to me, I was like, this is interesting. I love a scent, but I don't know if this is going to take off. I'm not sure this is the way you get workers back to work.
I don't think it's going to go, but Godspeed. I mean, I think about Abercrombie and Fitch. You can smell that thing two blocks away. You're like, Abercrombie's coming up. The way they pump this, I don't know how anyone even goes in there.
It's not even a diffuser. The doors open and it comes out at you at like a blast.
They must be walking around like, I don't understand. Like, I can't, my head hurts just thinking about it.
And that's not even just like a lovely aromatherapy light scent. That is a full-on complex. I guess they spray the cologne and the perfume. I got to look into that. But yeah, retail's one thing. It's branding. I don't need to brand my corporate office.
Exactly. Although, I mean, Cosmo did have a fragrance at one point called Juice, but we weren't scenting the office with it. But I do think that brands could lean into having a signature scent. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I don't think that it needs to be sprayed within the headquarters.
I mean, Le Labo Santal 33 started out as a signature scent for a hotel here in New York City. So like we know it's wanted, but corporate, I don't know. We'll see. I'll link to the story in case anybody wants to read about it. Or perhaps you're a CEO and you want to scent your own office. After Julie and I have dissuaded you, we shall see.
After we told you don't do it?
We told you don't do it. I mean, these are two fragrance lovers telling you maybe not here. Maybe not here. Some things need a break. Okay. It is everybody's favorite time of year, Girl Scout cookie time here in the United States. Do you like the Girl Scout cookies? What's your favorite cookie?
Yes. Caramel Delights.
Really?
Well, depending on where you are, it's either Caramel Delights or Samoas. There's like different names for different regions, apparently.
When I grew up, I thought they changed it because of just...
The Samoa?
Yeah.
So I guess Caramel Delights. Let's go with Caramel Delights. I like Caramel Delights.
But to me, I grew up with Samoas, but yeah.
Caramel Delights, Tagalongs, coconut, the coconut, chocolate, and caramel are Caramel Delights.
Yeah, no, that's not my cookie.
Oh, and then the Thin Mints.
That's my cookie.
From the freezer.
Yeah, of course, everybody knows. Of course.
Okay.
That is the way to do it.
Just making sure.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because we saw this last year. Girl Scouts did a collaboration with the cosmetics company Hip Dot. This year, I've already seen two beauty collaborations from the Girl Scouts here in the United States. Native Body Washes is doing scents and things inspired by Girl Scout cookies. Caramel Delight, of course, like caramelly and the mint one. Now, Hard Candy just today launched at Walmart, a Walmart exclusive Girl Scouts makeup collection. And there's a primer and there's all of this stuff. I'm curious, wait, were you ever in Girl Scouts?
I was.
You were. Me too.
Yeah.
You got some badges?
I was like a daisy. I was a brownie. I was...
Oh, you... Of course you did. Of course you did. This is your overachieverness. I see it already.
I didn't like graduate out of it, but I did it. There are core memories in my past of...
Yeah. So when I was a Girl things. Scout, our badges were based on like making a fire.
Tying knots.
Nature. Tying knots. Sewing.
Bandaging someone up if they get like a cut or something.
Oh, yeah. First aid, for sure. These days, they're much more, I guess they've gotten with the times, and there's things like photography, video editing.
Like make a reel?
Software.
Like here's yeah. how you make a reel.
You laugh, but...
Is there an influencer patch? Oh, my God. Is what I need to know.
The thing is, one in three 11-year-old girls, I just read this stat, says that their ideal career is as an influencer. So here's my question.
They're making more money than I am. Like, I just...
If 33% of the population is influencers, who are they influencing? One out of three people. It's like there's no one left to be influenced.
It's wild that that's like an actual profession that people think of. And I get that it is. It is work. But what happened to doctors, lawyers, teachers?
You are going where I want to go with this. The Girl Scouts are now promoting makeup, right? So to me, it feels like, are they trying to meet girls where they are because they know that girls love making videos and going to Sephora and buying all the skincare and making reels? It's the reel making badge. It's the TikTok making badge. Are they meeting them where they are and staying relevant? Or is this like, ick, they're pushing cosmetics on girls? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, it's a hard...
I'm not looking to you to... But, like, you see where I'm coming from, right?
I get that you have to, like, change with the times, right? Like, you have to your point, meet them where they are. And you have to keep the organization going. And, like, you're only going to do that if you stay relevant, right? And they know that this is where these girls are. I just hope that they're using the money that is raised or, like, the profits that come from these products in ways that also pour into the development of them doing other things other than making reels.
Yeah, and learning how to bandage things. I also have to point out, clearly there's a nostalgia factor because not everybody buying these products is currently a Girl Scout. It's also for women like you and I who remember fondly the scent of a Caramel Delight or a Thin Mint and would love to have a deodorant that smells like that or a face primer that's minty, which is the hard candy one. But I just wanted to see what you thought on that. And with that, I was nervous to do this because we have our set things that we do on Fat Mascara, and Science Corner with Jen is one of them. But in Jess's absence, I've come up with a new corner, and I was like, who better than Julie to go there with me? It's Legal Corner. Do you want to go to Legal Corner?
Let's go. Should I put on my glasses?
Okay, so in Legal Corner, let's talk about the National Advertising Division of the Better Business Bureau. Everybody knows the Better Business Bureau here in the U.S., but the National Advertising Division, let's just call them NAD, they independently evaluate the truth and accuracy of national advertising. So it's not a government agency, but they issue rulings that are not legally binding, but that companies and consumers can use to have more faith in advertising. So it's a complete
process. It's like ASME for... magazines.
Yeah, but it's also like a mediator. They play mediators, right? Because if a company has a challenge about another company's ad, they will be the ones to sort of mediate it, even though it's not legally binding. So I have been watching because there was a new challenge issued by Unilever, which makes soaps and deodorants, to this other company, Dr. Squatch, that makes soaps and deodorants. And the ruling just came out, and I think this has like implications for the rest of us. I thought it was really interesting. Basically, Unilever was saying the language you're using around clean and natural is misleading to consumers. And this is something that beauty editors like you and I have been talking about for years, that it doesn't necessarily mean anything. There's no legal definition of those words. So here's the language that was thought to be problematic that they then brought to the NAD to see what the NAD said on it. They used Dr. Squatch is the company. They used the tagline and the wording, quote, no harmful ingredients, quote, we never use harmful ingredients or harsh chemicals, and quote, this one's funny, this is for deodorant, blocks out BO without harsh chemicals. The NAD said, not problematic. And I get that. That you can say there's no harmful chemicals in here. But here's the messaging that the NAD said should be removed because it is confusing and problematic. First of all, they were using a no-no list, right? Like certain clean brands have a no-no list. Dr. Squatch called theirs a shit list, fine. But they put a skull and crossbones next to it. So the NAD determined that the imagery, especially in the context of this shit list, quote, conveys a message that the ingredients listed, which include non-chemical and non-harmful ingredients, actually are harmful. I, as a consumer, would think that if I saw a skull and crossbones, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's poison.
They're actually negating what they're trying to say.
Well, they're saying we don't use the poison, and that implies that any other brand that uses an ingredient on their no-no list is using poison in their products.
Got it.
So that's not that they're saying no, that's not good. Here's another piece of language that they did not like. Quote, for generations, traditional mass market brands have been avoiding using natural ingredients in personal care products to make production cheaper and faster. This was in like a marketing message from Dr. Squatch. NAD determined that Dr. Squatch did not provide a reasonable basis for this claim and should stop using that wording. I was like, that was a ballsy marketing claim.
It was. Wow. They were trying to start something. That's like shots fired.
It's interesting because I think a lot of quote unquote clean beauty brands use a softer version of this kind of language. They don't say that other products are harmful, but they kind of want you to think that because it makes their products look better.
But they just came out and said it.
Right. But this shows you that there's a lot of wiggle room for how this wording goes. And I feel like this might have implications because other brands will be less likely to imply that traditional products are causing harm. Come on, you've been in a death side with a founder who's like, I don't use that because it causes cancer. And you're like, I'm just going to let her say it because I'm going to ask her for a study. And then you go and look up later and you're like, where does she get this from? That's thing, you know, there's no proof. So this could have implications. Here's the last one Dr. Squatch was using in their marketing message. They said, quote, I'm never going back to aluminum deodorant again. No aluminum, triclosan, or phthalates. Can't go back to that other junk. It was like a consumer quote that they were using in their marketing message. And so the NAD determined, as there was no evidence in the record that conventional deodorants made by any other brands contain triclosan or phthalates, or that these ingredients are harmful, you can't say that. Because the minute you tell people it doesn't contain this harm, like, you, then they assume that the other one is harmful.
Look, they asked for this fight.
Dr. Squatch did by using
Dr. Squatch, they want all the smoke.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. They want all the smoke. Then you can't be mad when a Unilever comes after you. You can't be out here being like pointing fingers and then the people that you're pointing the fingers at come out and like, what's up? Knuck if you buck.
Yeah, but as Unilever being probably one of the biggest companies that makes soaps and deodorants, of course, we're the one to issue the challenge. So I do think there's got to be some like little feud going on behind the scenes because Unilever has also issued challenges for their other product called Jukebox, which is like a feminine facing soap brand. And I was like, Unilever's mad. But because they don't have recourse, because there's no legal definition of this, they went through this Better Business Bureau.
But this could result in that. They're like, we're investigating whether we have a case here, and then we can go to our high-powered lawyers once we get these people to tell us.
A chain of evidence showing.
Right, that we have some legs to stand on. If they're saying, yeah, they're kind of, they're fucking up over here, then Unilever can then say, word up. Get the lawyers. Round them up. Round up the lawyers.
And we'll actually bring a case for this. We'll see. In other countries, it's handled differently as well. There's like advertising boards that have to look at the claims. And I know Britain really checks in on what is said in ads. But because we don't have that, this is the way it's done. And I just thought it was really interesting because I think some of the language is problematic because it makes you scared about traditional products. So
yeah.
I will link to, there hasn't been a lot of stories on this, but I will link to the ruling. They called it a ruling because, as I said, it wasn't legally binding, in case anybody wants to check that out. Okay, that was our first legal corner, and you were here for it. So thank you for that. And that is the end of our news, and we're going to go raise some wands.
Yay!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Okay, it is time to raise a wand. And as you all know, last week we had on Emily Sundberg, and she gave her homework to the audience. She wanted trinkety items and New York independent beauty shops. Okay, and of course, our family came through. Here's Molly.
Hi, this is Molly, and I'm calling about Emily Sundberg's request on the latest episode. So my favorite independent beauty store in New York is, not actually sure how you pronounce it, but it's spelled OO35MM, so maybe OO35mm, but it's all K-beauty. I mostly shop skincare when I'm there, but everyone that works there is super knowledgeable, and I always get great product recommendations, and it's just a cozy little shop tucked away in Chinatown. And I really enjoy spending time there. As far as trinkety lip glosses, my first thought was the Issa Maya Lip Black. It is a lipstick for a lip gloss in a tube, but it has these fun little like industrial piercings on it, on the tube, which has been on my list forever to get because of that, because I just want to like play around with that little extra fidgety element on my lip gloss. So I hope that helps. Thanks so much for the pod.
Okay, thank you, Molly. You gave both answers to Emily. That was great. The store she's talking about, by the way, also has an online portal if you want to check it out. And it's OO35mm is how they say the name of the store. But anyway, she came through, answered the homework. I also have an answer for the homework for Emily of a trinkety beauty item. Have you ever seen this line, Julie, Lisa Hoffman fragrances? It's Dustin Hoffman's wife.
No.
Okay, it came out a while ago, and I'm obsessed with this line, but it's not really big or popular, but she makes fragrance jewelry, and it is so cool.
What?
And there's little fragrance, so they're based on Victorian, back in the day in the Victorian times when people wore jewels out before sunset, that was very not classy. So they would put like a little cage over the diamond, so you couldn't see it. And then when the sun went down, they'd take off the cage, and the diamond would, it was like very, it's so Victorian. You kidding me? Rich people would like, I don't need just jewelry. I need jewelry for my jewelry. So Based on those designs, though, she made these cages, jewelry cages, but instead of another diamond inside, it's these fragrance pearls, like almost like a potpourri pearl. Ooh, fragrance. Yes.
Know who does this too? Diptyque.
Oh, they do a like a mm-hmm. like
they
a jewel?
Like a brooch with this little ceramic disc in it that you put, like you spray your fragrance on and put it on. So as you're walking through the day, the brooch has like holes in it. It's like eyelet and like it smells. And they also have these amazing scented strings, like bracelets with a little clasp, like this hard metal clasp. But when you pull it out, it's already scented, the string.
No, that's good. Look at all the homework. They're giving trinkets left and right. So between the Diptyque, then Lisa Hoffman, which I'll link to because the jewelry is really cool looking and then just happens to be inside. There's these fragrance things. And what our listener said, I hope that solves Emily's homework. What about you, Julie? What can we help you with? What can the fam help you find? Because they will call in and they will have ideas.
I know. It's hard because, as you know, we get all the things. And so I feel like I always have a solution to everything. But I have been really on a hunt for like the perfect mineral or physical sunscreen with obviously a darker skin tone. Mineral sunscreens are mm-hmm. super hard with the zinc to actually blend into skin tone. So I would love if there's anyone out there that's found a mineral sunscreen that is just amazing and works on all like
all skin tones.
Skin tones.
Yeah. Call us if you can think of one. So it's got to be titanium dioxide or zinc oxide. Those are the physical sunscreens. Sheer, Feel Good, all the good things.
Yeah.
The number 646-481-8182. Or email us if you have a little voice memo and want to tell Julie what your favorite sunscreen is. Email us at info@fatmascara.com. I might have one for you next week. So now you're going to have to listen to the next episode too. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, it's time for you and I to raise a wand. So I know you love a fragrance. But do you love a candle? I want to know if you have a favorite candle.
I have no less than 50 candles in my house.
Okay.
They're not all open.
You get one raise a wand. So this is the challenge. What candle would you raise a wand to right now?
It is one of those items that we get as editors a lot is candles. And so I always have a candle to bring to a housewarming or to give to a friend. But the candles I actually, one of the candles that I really, really love, it is a company called Sanctuaire.
Oh, okay. This is new to me.
Yes, they are a Black-owned, amazing company, and they have a whole line of candles based on historical Black beaches in the United States. And they have one called...
Where do you go with your family every year? I know you have
Martha's Vineyard.
Yes.
I wear her around my neck. Charm of the island. But they have these amazing candles, and one is Inkwell Beach. So, which is like the historical Black beach in Martha's Vineyard. And so I love that one because it reminds me of my happy place.
Yeah, what a nice story.
Yeah, so I like burn her because I wish I was up there more. But when we're not up there, I have my Sanctuaire candle.
What does it smell like? Is it like a beachy fragrance?
Oh God, I'm so bad at describing scents, but it is, it's like powdery. I'm back to my powder, a little bit of floral, and it's just clean. Again, it just smells like the ocean,
fresh
salt
beach air.
In the air. And it's just like, I don't know, but it smells like home. It is our second home. It is our happy place. So I've burned down two already. I need to get another one.
This is raise a wand. This is what I needed. This is raise a wand worthy. If you've been through two as a beauty editor, you keep buying, that's a good one.
I actually spend my own money. And they sent me my first one. And I'm like, I am buying. I'm pouring into this company because I just love it so much.
Okay. And then anything else you want to raise a wand to, be it a beauty product, TV, book, show, whatever.
I do have a book for you.
Yes, tell
us. One of my good friends, Kendra Bracken Ferguson, who is the founder of Brain Trust Fund and Founder Studio, who is also one of the founders of DBA. If anyone out there that knows good old-fashioned DBA, the first influencer talent agency, she's just like this amazing boss woman. She just published a book called The Beauty of Success, Start, Grow, and Accelerate Your Beauty Brand. And she talks to of these beauty founders and talks to them about their trajectories, like how they started their companies, pitfalls, how they worked through them, all of the things. So it's like very interesting, especially for folks that are in beauty, because we know a lot of the people that she talks to. But it also inspires you if you ever had in your mind of like coming up with a product or launching a brand. It kind of inspires and like fosters that kind of dream inside of you. And if you don't ever do it, it's still nice to read about these amazing people who have realized that dream.
Oh, good, Raise of Wands.
Yeah.
Sam, mine's going to sound selfish. You just gave to the people with that suggestion. And I'm over here raising a wand to Uniqlo heat tech leggings.
They're great. I have a pair, so.
Thank you. So it is that time of year here in New York City where, like, I'm just constantly cold. Jess called me out recently. She's like, you have poor circulation. Maybe I do. I don't know. I'm always cold. And I had one pair of the Uniqlo heat tech leggings and long sleeve shirt. And it was like, I would wear it. And then I'd be like, oh, no, and now it's in the hamper and I don't have it. And I was like, what am I doing? I need to have enough for every weekday.
More. Abundance.
I need to treat this like back in the day in the old timeies, they probably had long underwear every day, right?
Yes.
It wasn't just special occasion long underwear.
And Jen, you deserve. Like, lead into it.
Also, I deserve because it's $19. The top's $19, the bottom's yes. $19. And they are so thin and sheer that you feel like you're just wearing, like, it's very silky, yes. even though it's like, it wicks away moisture.
They're so good.
But yet you're warm, right? And you can wear it under yes. anything else without feeling like you're wearing big, bulky, weird.
Absolutely. They're so good.
I'm glad you're more. Seconding it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners who are like, oh, girl, get some more. We love them. That is like one of their most iconic items at that store.
I know, but I never thought in my mind until this winter to have five sets of them so that if it's a really cold week, my little hiney gets the heat tech every day of the week. Because doesn't it deserve that?
That hiney. She deserves.
Or you can sleep in it. You can get your beauty sleep. Because like that yes. would be a nice thing to sleep in and be all cuddly.
Yeah. I don't know if hubby would like really like that. But
oh, it's super sexy, Julie. Let me tell you. I'm like sheathed in heat tech from like the
My end. Husband definitely knows when it's not going to be sexy time when I'm like...
When you put on the long underwear.
When I put on the long underwear. I also, have you heard about this whole Lüften thing? This like what they do in Germany or whatever, where they like open the windows and make the room really cold. An hour before you go to bed, you go to your room, open all the windows, make it really cold, like in the wintertime, leave yeah. the room. And then when you come in, it's extra cold, close the window. And then you get into the bed and like, are all snuggly. My husband hates it. And I'm like, every night, I'm like, Lüften. I'm like, I love it.
I should know this because my stepson lives in Germany and I didn't, but this is funny because maybe, because I kind of do the same thing in that people are appalled. I turn the thermostat down to 60, even in the winter when like I'm sleeping, because I want to be cozy underneath in the
yes.
heat tech, but the air around me really cold. That helps me get my beauty sleep.
Exactly. And it's actually really good for you. Every night he'll like, we'll walk into after watching television and like kind of dozing off on the couch and we'll walk in. He's like, it's so cold. And I'm like, Lüften.
Lüften night is also not sexy night. Lüften night is Lüften night.
Yes. But I'm like, I'm going to be real underneath you. Like, let's cozy up underneath the bed. Anyway, this is why you need more tech.
I need more tech. And if it helps you get your beauty sleep, fine. Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to go get our beauty sleep. We'll see everybody on Friday for our interview episode. And thank you, Julie Wilson, for being my guest co-host.
Thank you for having me. I love this. I love you. I love Fat Mascara.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.